This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. The distance food has to travel to reach our community has grown steadily for decades, but a local foods counter movement is gaining significant ground. New producers are sprouting up yearly in Washtenaw County. There are conflicting forces creating challenges to getting food from farms to nearby tables. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas explores our local access to local foods.
I'm frustrated that it's raining because it's Tuesday and I was looking forward to the music and kids activities at the Cobblestone Farm Market. It's just one of the 13 farm markets in Washtenaw County, not to mention the 24 or more community-supported agriculture operations that provide subscription shares to members. Luckily, the rain clears up before the market closes and I'm able to do some shopping.
We're in disarray after the rain.
The farmers are only under pop-up tents.
We just got a lot of stuff damaged a month ago or so when it downpoured on us. So we were just like, okay, let's put some stuff away.
Wouldn't selling this local food in the grocery stores be easier for everyone? Janine Palm started the Cobblestone Farm Market. She says chain stores are reluctant to handle local fresh food because selling processed packaged foods is more profitable.
Well, I think it's driven by money. In order to make money on it, you have to, quote, enhance it somehow so that people will buy it and continue to change it and package it differently and do all sorts of things.
But the producers at Cobblestone's Market have other goals. Here's Colette Zabo, who is selling honey from her Berkshire farm in Waterloo.
I think we're more interested in what we eat and what others eat and educating others than we are about, I mean, we have to make money, but it's not about making the money. Everybody here, they believe in what they sell. You know, I don't think this is anybody's job. You know, it's our life.
Indeed, Colette and her father are nearly ubiquitous in the county, spreading the word about buying local honey and not using pesticides to support the bees that pollinate our local crops. But our local farmers didn't used to be food evangelists saving the world. Selling and buying local was just the way you did things. Here's Janine Palms.
When I was growing up, we had a milkman and we grew our food, and what we couldn't, we went to this little tiny grocery store and we mostly had local stuff.
Now corner stores are few and far between. David Choice shows me around his small store within walking distance of Central Ann Arbor in a historic building which has been selling provisions to the surrounding Lower Town neighborhood for over 150 years.
This looks old too.
He opens an old cooler built into the wall behind the counter.
Oh, that used to have the meat hanging?
Something like that,
yeah. Sausages? Mm.
Uh-huh. Now the cooler holds beer and chewing tobacco. Choey says he can't sell fresh food because there aren't enough customers around to buy it. Outside his store, lots of cars whiz by, but pedestrians are scarce. Across Broadway used to stand a full-size grocery store. Now it's an empty lot. A couple blocks away, where houses once stood, the University of Michigan is building a new parking structure. Ann Arbor City Planner Wendy Rampson says you need rooftops to support stores within neighborhoods, which she says
used to be sprinkled throughout Ann Arbor, and you can still see the buildings. There still is a demand for having food close at hand, convenient, perhaps with more fresh options than these have. So there may be zoning tools, but there may also be groups out there, entrepreneurs, that will start to think that this is a business that they want to invest in, and then we might start seeing these come back into the neighborhoods.
At the 6th Annual Homegrown Festival in Ann Arbor, John Beesom and his family are amongst the throngs in attendance. He cites the lowered carbon footprint as one reason he tries to buy local food.
With local food, there's an energy consumption equation to it, you know, and all the fossil fuels affiliated, but not just with transportation, but also with not using nearly as much pesticides and that sort of thing.
Beesom's Water Hill neighborhood has a small market which wants to expand, but neighbors have been concerned.
Nuisance and traffic and all these people are worried about if it gets bigger, then it's harder on our neighborhood. And then there was also huge other discussions that said, no, that's great. In fact, let's make sure that they have apartments on the top of their floor. You know, if they're going to expand horizontally, make them expand vertically as well and get apartments and density.
The fossil fuel burn to truck in our food is referred to as food miles. But Beesom, who bikes to most his destinations, notes something often left out of the equation. It also takes fossil fuels to drive to stores to buy it when it isn't available nearby.
Yeah, the typical argument of nuisance and traffic is still there, but if you have people that are living right there on top of it, you know, you see a lot less car use.
As our car culture developed, large groceries with large parking lots were built outside of population centers. Economies of scale brought lower prices, but in this scenario, access to local foods lost out. Kevin Sharp is manager at the People's Food Co-op in downtown Ann Arbor.
One of the larger stores, I wonder if it just is a question of streamlining their operations, and they cut out a lot of the smaller folks, so they have to deal with fewer delivery people, fewer calls to make to place orders, fewer checks to write, all of that sort of thing.
Apparently, some customers are willing to pay more for food that is locally sourced and available close by.
You're in the black, right?
Yeah, we absolutely are. Yeah, it's been a good run for us, and it's really been the backbone of what we do for 41 years. So,
speaking of the Homegrown Festival, which is going on a block away, and the all-round excitement about buying local, he says,
It's only good for us, and good, obviously, for the local economy, and, more farmland is preserved if local farmers can sell their food, and, we like to support that as well, just funnel more of the money back into our local economy, so... Yeah, so it's a win-win for everybody, I think.
There are hopes that the large groceries will continue to expand their local food offerings. Beesom notes a victory in getting sustainable fish at a nearby chain store.
There was problems with the sourcing of their fish, and a lot of the customers said, hey, stop. And they changed it because of that. So maybe it's just a lot of customers saying the same thing over and over again.
But for some, nothing beats the farmer's market experience. At the Dixborough Farm Market, a stand with multitudes of organic garlic varieties catches my eye. Grower Richard Dyer spends over 10 minutes teaching me about the different types.
When you cook with it, it caramelizes well, and that carbohydrate also binds flavor molecules.
Although garlic grows great in Michigan, the garlic from the chain store I go to is usually from California or from China, about 7,000 miles away. The Dyer family farm is less than 3 miles away.
Gives it a more persistent flavor, whether it's when you're eating it or when you're cooking it. It holds its flavor pretty well.
The Dyers also produce organic honey, as do scores of beekeepers in Washtenaw County. Despite this, honey in our stores is often from far away, including China, the world's biggest producer of both garlic and honey. The Dyers' prices may be higher, but it's only by pennies, not dollars, and the education is priceless. Dyer spends time with customers of all ages, even the non-paying ones.
Okay, I'll do you that for 50 cents.
Okay, oh, I need to go.
Jason Gold is the manager of the Dixborough Farm Market, which he notes is held in the village square just as it was generations ago, until things changed.
Meet up with neighbors they haven't seen in years because their kids went to school together, so it was always a gathering place here. And then having that... those number of years where they just never saw each other because it became a commuter society then. And so now we're bringing that village life back.
Manager Gold says they plan to bring in demonstrations of things like blacksmithing, cider pressing, and beekeeping.
Maybe it's our technological lifestyle. It's kind of fragmented that concept of community. This is a community ground to bring people back together. And there's I don't think there's a better way that you can bring people back together than to do it by food.
Cinnamon rolls and some banana bread.
Oh,
that looks so yummy.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
To find locally sourced food at stores, co-ops, farmers markets, and CSAs near you, go to localharvest.org. WEMU's Green Room is a monthly feature and is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.